8 a.m. Eastern, April 2nd, and this is your daily crypto report. Bitcoin is down slightly at $65,621. ETH is down slightly at $3,309. Binance Coin down slightly at $555. What works so well that it's basically magic? Bitcoin mining, USDT in the top three. What about selling with Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From launching your online shop to, did we just hit a million orders? Shopify is there to help you grow. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person point-of-sale system. Wherever and whatever you're selling, turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, up to 36% better compared to other leading commerce platforms. Sell more with less effort thanks to their new AI solution, Shopify Magic. My favorite thing about Shopify is no matter how much you want to grow, they have the solutions you need to take control and level up your business. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the US and millions of other entrepreneurs across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning help is there to support you every step of the way. Businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/DCR, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/DCR to grow your business, no matter what stage you're at. Shopify.com/DCR. In the past 24 hours, the crypto market has seen significant volatility, resulting in over $400 million in liquidations across centralized exchanges. Long positions bore the brunt of the liquidations, totaling around $342 million, with Bitcoin positions accounting for over $130 million. The broader market also experienced a downturn, with the GMCI 30 index dropping 6.8%. Crypto.com is launching its retail trading services in South Korea on April 29th, taking over the spot of local exchange OKBit, which it acquired in 2022. This move marks Crypto.com's entry into one of the world's largest cryptocurrency markets. The South Korean platform, subject to strict regulations, will allow users to trade cryptocurrencies and non-fungible tokens. However, institutional clients won't be served due to local restrictions. Binance has appointed its first ever board of directors, 7 members, including CEO Richard Ting and 3 other company executives. Alongside them are 3 external members, a former Barbados ambassador and entrepreneur with experience in founding multiple firms, and the CEO at Bayview Acquisition Corp, who advises financial institutions on mergers and acquisitions. Binance has yet to comment on the board's appointment, although it was listed on the company's website. And finally, Bitcoin Lightning-based exchange Fixed Float experienced suspicious transactions in the past 24 hours. According to security firm Surdec, the funds were moved in Ether and USTT to wallets on the Ethereum and Tron networks. It's been described as an exploit by Surdec. Fixed Float's website is currently down for technical work, and social media accounts have not addressed the withdrawals. That's all for us today. Visit us at dailycryptoreport.io and listen to us everywhere else you podcast under Daily Crypto Report.